Welcome to the Lent Easter podcast series from the National Association of Directors of Christian Education. This year, we are blessed to have contributions from DCEs around the U.S. to share with you their thoughts on the Songs of Lament. Throughout this season, we ask you to consider the laments that are still heard today of the enslaved crying for freedom, of mothers for their children, and of the sinner at his fallen humanity. Even among these cries, our voices change to shouts of joy on Easter morning in Jerusalem as we look forward to the great day when the morning star returns. We pray that you are blessed by these devotions and that you can share them with others.
Hello, thank you for tuning in today. My name is Kim Austin, and I serve as the DCE for Student Ministry at Peace Lutheran in Hearst, Texas, which is part of the DFW Metroplex. Not only am I a DCE, but I am also a mom of two littles. My kids are almost four and almost one. So as you can imagine, there's a lot of crying in my home. These cries could be for food because of hunger. Sometimes they're for rest because they need a nap or it's almost bedtime. Sometimes there's crying because brother pulled sister's hair or sister hugged brother just a little bit too hard. Sibling love is real, y'all. Sometimes there's crying for attention or to just be comforted after a long day. Sometimes it feels like the crying fills my days and then I just need to cry out from exhaustion, overwhelm, and frustration. There are days that I wonder, what would it be like to have just one day with no crying? And my initial reaction is complete relief. Wouldn't that be a great break? But then when I think about it more clearly, it would be really odd if neither one of my children cried out to me for an entire day. It would feel like there might actually be something wrong with our relationship if that were the case. Their cries, as awful and as annoying sometimes as they can be, are actually part of them communicating with me their deepest and most urgent needs. And without that communication, our relationship suffers. Now, this makes me think about my relationship with my Heavenly Father. Do I cry out to the Lord as urgently and desperately as my young children cry out to me? Do I cry out to the Lord with faith to believe that I will be heard and answered? I find that the Psalms tend to be a great reminder to me to be real and authentic in my prayers before God. And Psalm 55 specifically speaks to this. Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me and I am distraught because of what my enemy is saying, because of the threats of the wicked. For they bring down suffering on me and assail me in their anger. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen on me. Fear and trembling have beset me. Horror has overwhelmed me. You see, sometimes I worry that my pleas and cries to God will just annoy him, that they'll be petty or vain. But God does not answer our cries with an eye roll, a heavy sigh, or even with a stern look, all of which I am guilty of doing. No, our God hears our pleas for mercy. Our God welcomes those cries from his children. He knows the anguish in our hearts and the restlessness within us. And he delights in hearing from us, no matter what it is we're speaking to him. Much like the cries from my children show their trust in our relationship, the cries we send to our God reflect back to us the trust we have that he hears us and he answers us. Whatever is causing you fear and trembling right now, continue to bring it to our God. In the story of Easter morning, we see that it also begins with crying. Mary in the garden is looking for her Lord, and she's crying because she can't find him. He's gone. Jesus sees her and speaks to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" And while scripture doesn't give us a whole lot of clues for inflection and tone of voice, I imagine these words come to Mary just oozing with empathy and compassion and love. And in her response, we see that being in the presence of her teacher and hearing her name come from our Lord's mouth, that turns her weeping and sorrow into unbridled joy as she wraps her arms tightly around Jesus. Jesus also comes to us when we cry out to him. While we are hunched over and weeping, Jesus approaches us gently, laying a comforting hand on our back and tenderly asks us, why are we crying? And it's in that question that he is offering us what David says at the end of this psalm, Psalm 55:16, but I call to God and the Lord will save me. Verse 22, cast your burden on the Lord and he will sustain you. Whatever you are lamenting during this Lenten season, whatever your cries and pleas are to God, bring them to him. Keep bringing them to him. Cast them on our God. He will sustain you and he will save you. He will bring you the comfort and peace you are seeking. He tenderly asks us, my child, why are you crying? And gives a listening ear to us. And our crying turns to joy as we rest in his presence among us and with us. Dear Jesus, we thank you that you are a God who allows us to come to you with every cry of our heart, big or small. We thank you that you listen and comfort us in our sorrow. Remind us during this Lenten season to cry out to you and cast all of our burdens on you, knowing you have saved us through your death and resurrection, and that you sustain us daily through your word. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's Lent Easter podcast. We ask that you look for us on your favorite podcast platforms to regularly receive NADCE's podcasts during the Lent and Easter or Advent and Christmas seasons, as well as throughout the year. God's blessings on your week.